the church in her divine office for the evening called Vespers. Remember, sometimes we sing Vespers for feast days. Well, at Vespers now, we begin to sing these wonderful antiphons, little bits from the Bible, a sentence or two, called an antiphon, and each one starts with an oh. When you have your mouth like an oh, that means you're surprised, you're full of wonder and of joy. In some places of the country more than others, people are very good at saying oh, and that's how we all are today. We're oh, who's coming? Our Lord. And who is he? He's the wisdom of God. That's the first of his titles. Remember, that's the most important of the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost that you received on your confirmation day. Our Lord is the eternal wisdom of God made man. Wisdom. Do you remember what that gift of the Holy Ghost is? I hope that you haven't forgotten it. Remember, wisdom is the relish. Wisdom is the salt. Wisdom is the cooking virtue. Wisdom is the gift of the Holy Ghost, whereby we appreciate, we have a taste for the things that are of God. Just as your taste buds tell you, that's good, let's have another cookie. Or, that's spoiled, I better throw that away. Or, that's bitter, but I'm supposed to eat my vegetables, so I better just offer it up. Wisdom enables you to have a taste, an appreciation, a recognition for the things that are of God. And when you see something is from God, you can't help but open your mouth into a big O and say, oh, that's wonderful. That's from God. Now, wisdom is associated with a virtue that is also a natural quality that people have. Some people have more than others, which is prudence. What's prudence? Prudence is the right rule of action. Somebody who is prudent thinks to himself, now I've got to get through the week and I only have $50 left, and so therefore I'm not going to spend all of my money on a meal today, because that wouldn't be prudent if I have to make the money stretch for a week. Or a prudent child will say, tomorrow is church day, we're going to church, therefore I'm going to set out my church clothes on Saturday night so that everything will be ready and my shoes are clean and I've got all the proper respectful clothes to wear for church. Or a prudent child will say, yes, I have some homework tonight, let me get that done first. Prudence is the virtue that helps you to do whatever needs to be done to achieve your purpose, to get it taken care of properly. A lack of prudence means that we're in a hurry or in a rush, we don't do things well at all. The saints show us this supernatural wisdom and prudence, children. In fact, one of the saints that we have today, her name is Saint Olympias, and she was a wife and then later on a widow in Constantinople during the time of Saint John Chrysostom. She was a very wealthy woman, and she gave away all of her money to the poor, and she took care of the church and the orphans, and she used to cook every day for the archbishop, who was Saint John Chrysostom, and he was a very holy man. But one day he saw that she was doing something a little imprudent, and so he gave her some good advice. Because she was giving away all of her goods, he said to her one day, now you must not encourage the laziness of those who live upon you without necessity. It's like throwing your money into the sea. In other words, if someone is lazy and just wouldn't work, don't give that person money. You would just be encouraging them in bad habits. So that would be a question of prudence, wouldn't it? Sometimes it's hard to be prudent, but if we are very prayerful and try to be holy and close to God and ask for advice and pray and don't do things in too great of a rush, usually we end up being pretty prudent. We can certainly pray to our Lord, who is the eternal wisdom of the Father, to show us his wisdom and his prudence. Now at Christmas, it's a good virtue to have at the holidays, but really always. The other saint whom we have today, we have his picture right here. He is a saint who comes to us, his story does, on the fourth Friday of Lent, and his name is Lazarus. Remember, Lazarus was a dear friend of our Lord, and his sisters were Saint Martha and Saint Mary Magdalene. And Lazarus lived outside of Jerusalem, And our Lord and the apostles loved to go there for dinner, and they could kind of crash and spend some time there. And they knew they would be safe, and that St. Martha would cook a nice dinner for them, and everyone would be very respectful and friendly and sweet, and there wouldn't be any problems with Pharisees or people like that who are always trying to trick our Lord in his speech or plot against him. Well, one time, when our Lord was pretty far away from Jerusalem, he got a little note from St. Martha, and St. Martha wrote to him, "Lord, he whom thou lovest is sick." And she knew that's all she would have to say, and that our Lord would go down to Jerusalem, to Bethany, right away, to take care of Lazarus, because they were such dear friends. Well, the apostles, when they knew what was in the note, were very surprised that our Lord waited. He didn't act right away. Usually, you would think, well, the prudent thing to do would be, if someone is sick, I have to go see him right away, in the case of our Lord, to heal that person so he wouldn't die. But our Lord tarried. That meant he took his time. He waited a little bit. And the apostles must have thought that our Lord was being imprudent. Only he wasn't, because you see, our Lord is the eternal wisdom of God, and he knows all things, past, future, and present. And our Lord was going to use the death of his friend Lazarus to work the greatest miracle the Jews had ever seen, of raising Lazarus from the dead. So our Lord knew what he was doing. He was being very prudent. He was showing great wisdom. But everyone else, took them a while to figure it out. Then our Lord went to Bethany. Our Lazarus was already buried in the tomb for 4 days, and he called him forth, and Lazarus came out alive. And this was the great miracle that proved that our Lord would himself, in just a short amount of time, also rise from the dead, because he is truly God, the wisdom of God the Father. So we must be careful never to accuse somebody else of being imprudent or of lacking in wisdom, because you never know what God has in mind or in store for us. Only God does. St. Olympias was good at that kind of very charitable speech about others, even those who were her enemies and who persecuted her. But let us ask our Lord, who is coming today, children, in the first of our novena prayers in preparation for Christmas, let us ask him to give us a good dose of relish or of salt, so we can appreciate the taste of the things that are of God, not just for Christmas, but for always. Let us pray, come and teach us the way of prudence. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.